Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we're talking to Dr. Jeremy Treat about his new book, or not new anymore. It's been out for what, about a year now, Jeremy? The Atonement, an Introduction. It's part of Crossway's Short Studies in Systematic Theology series. We're glad to have Jeremy with us. Jeremy, welcome. Great to have you.
Thanks, Fred. It's great to join you.
I think this is the second time we've featured your work, but I think it's the first time we've done the video interview.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, good.
Better to do it this way.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, tell us what your book is all about and what you hope to accomplish by it. We will start on a big, broad view of things, and we'll zero in on some things.
Sure. I mean, the book is about the atonement. And, you know, I wrote this book because I see a lot of people getting really excited about just controversial issues, and the way that a lot of young people are being formed in their faith these days is they just jump from one controversial topic to the next, and usually in a reactionary way on social media. And in the midst of all of that, I see people kind of just yawning over the doctrine of the atonement. When I think this is such a foundational doctrine. I mean, it's literally the apex of human history. And yet people are overlooking it, grasping after other things that are important to get to, but they're missing something so foundational. So this is a book about the atonement. The word atonement, I mean, you can just break it down into at-one-ment. It's about how God takes sinners and makes us at one with him, how he deals with our sin, primarily through his death, but I really try and frame that within his incarnation, his life, death, resurrection, ascension, return, talking about how God deals with sin. So, I mean, that's what the book is about. And I try and approach it by showing how the death of Christ is a multidimensional accomplishment within the story that begins in the garden and culminates in the kingdom. So Christ brings his kingdom through his self-giving death on the cross. And within that framework, it's multidimensional. So what does he accomplish? Well, yes, the forgiveness of sins. That's correct, but it's not complete. He also deals with our shame. He adopts us into a family. He's victorious over the powers. He heals us of our wounds. He brings us home from exile, on and on and on, and try and get people to have a full view of what Jesus accomplished on the cross.